This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, July 1. While cattle markets had a pretty strong day, especially in feeders yesterday, and of course that came on a weak corn market. Live cattle were fairly quiet yesterday, but the cash trade getting going for this week is showing some firmness. We're seeing around 146 on the Fed trade on the average, but there's quite a price spread. In the south, we got Texas and Kansas trading around 138. In the north, we're trading around 147 to 151. So it looks like we're up about 1 to 2 on the cash trade. The dress trade around 234 to 238 is up a couple, or excuse me, steady to down a couple, actually, from last week. The box beef values were a bit lower yesterday. Choice down 88 cents at 264. Select down 24 cents at 241. Spread lost 64 cents at 2343. Movement was 102 loads. Slaughter rates so far in a very steady pace. We're at 499,000 head so far this week, 1,000 more than last week, and up about 12,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index taking a big jump up 236. We're sitting at 166.44. So I think in the cash trade, you know, you got the planting and stocks reports behind us. Corn acres were pretty close to what the trade was expecting, so we don't have any big surprises there. I think these cattle guys, the feedlot guys, are breathing a sigh of relief. We don't see any major weather threats coming into the Midwest, so the odds of getting a good corn crop have increased significantly, and that certainly is stoking the bullish attitude for buyers in general, but in particular for calves, as you know, 3 years of herd liquidation have continued to create smaller and smaller calf crops. Those numbers are very tight, especially as you head into the fall. If you think you're going to have decent pasture, which you will in the north, decent hay, which you will in the north, plentiful corn, which should be available pretty much everywhere, then you are looking at a tough competition for numbers of calves as you get into the fall. And that's really pushing, the bullish attitude in the feeder cattle index. So we're quickly getting back up to a price level in feeders that have held this market for quite a while, for about a month or so, right around on the front month August, right around that 176 level. We're going to push up against there. And I think at some point, the market's probably going to take that out. We've spent a lot of time bumping up against that price resistance without the market really falling apart to the downside. So my guess is that that's about to go out, and we'll probably see a pretty decent move to the upside in feeders. As long as there's no weather threat to corn, which still could happen, but you've gone through the whole month of June, taking away the weather premium in corn and soybeans, and you've wiped out the wheat market. So, the grains in general, prices have just collapsed in a lot of these grains, and that's obviously supportive for, in particular, the feeder cattle market. And that doesn't seem to be changing on the horizon. And again, you still got to get through July and early August for weather, and yeah, you could still have a weather market, but the forecast for the next week or so has quite a bit of rain coming into the northern plains. The heat is still hovering, central plains, southern plains, stretching into the western Midwest. It could happen, but the price action suggests that the market's not too worried about it, at least in the near term. Export sales yesterday, beef 17,000 tons, South Korea took 5,100, China 4,500, and Japan 2,000. Pork export sales at 32,300, Mexico taking 20,700, Japan 3,700, Australia took 2,700. So I think moving forward, my guess is that looking at the price action and bumping up against these resistance, we're about to take it out, and that it takes us another leg up in the feeder cattle. I think this then further confirms the longer term trend has already turned. When you look at the weekly charts, the dailies are about to make that confirm that as well. So as long as there's no threat to corn, from a weather perspective, I would imagine the feeders are going to have the path of least resistance is to the upside. Live cattle still have a bit of work to do to work through numbers, but from what we're hearing, producers are in feedlots are willing to let these cattle go, even at a loss. They're willing to let them go earlier rather than later to avoid the bottleneck that they expect will happen throughout the summer. So we'll see. Slaughter rates have been on a steady pace, so we'll see if that really materializes. But, you know, consumer demand will be important once we get past July 4th. And again, we still have record numbers on feed for the last 4 months, I believe. So that's a lot of numbers to work through during a time of year when consumption tends to decrease. So live cattle may be a little bit more subdued, but I think the feeders are going to feel a bit more confident to the upside here, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.